Now, what I want to do, because, and it's, we've been following a theme, and particularly on Thursday nights, and I want to apologize to you folks on Thursday night. I didn't realize that I had jabbered for so long, but we ended up with sort of a marathon that, but I'm wanting to touch on something, wanting to try to bring together and show you how koans and what koans are doing. And it's, none of this is outside of the Dharma. There is nothing outside of the Dharma. There are just these marvelous contrivances that we work with, see, to pull us out of our head. And that's the secret. See, and I've talked to several of you today, and I've been talking to people during the week. We actually have people, you know, who come in who are quite frightened about the circumstances that they're experiencing. See, and I want to say one thing here again, particularly for this group. See, now, we don't have any, well, we have a couple of people. I don't know what their understanding of Dharma is, but I simply can't continuously, I'm going to just talk the way I am, and I hope that it'll have some meaning. See, but I once tried to get people to see this Dharma, this now. And this is the important point. It is this simple. See, we try to exist. I had a nice letter from Hoso off on the side. Hoso's mother is in the process of dying, and I got a letter from her. She had sent me an email the other day, and there was no message. There was just a message from Hoso, and there was no message, nothing. So I responded, and I said, I'm just assuming that that was a Zen message. And so I'm giving you my Zen answer. I said, maybe. And she sent me back an email last night saying, Samadhi, Samadhi, how wonderful, how wonderful. That's how we're communicating, you see. So anyway, this Samadhi, don't make it complicated for yourself. And we're going to look at Dogen again. See? Wake up now. And this now is right now. Just don't engage, see, in the conversation in your head. Just be aware. And also be aware of the thoughts in your head. See, now don't try to suppress the thoughts. That's the worst thing that you can do. Because that act of suppression, see, gives it more juice. See, that's the reinforcement of the behavior of discriminating, delusional, egocentric thinking that keeps it going. That little mind in your head, that's the egocentric mind. See, the Bodhidharma, the great Bodhidharma, we refer to that as the mind of passion. See, because that's where the junk spews out. And we know from where we were working Thursday night, the night before, and wherever Dharma is truly being manifest, see, it is always this state of awareness. And it is there with each one of us. See, it's a most amazing kind of thing. See, there are no barriers except for what I erect in my thinking mind. But you can't overcome that by trying to suppress your thoughts. And that's what we often do when we begin. And we will do that because we really don't know what else to do when we sit down. Because even though the teacher tries to make it very clear, just do your practice. The egocentric mind, the mind that's jumping around for some of you right now. See, that has to have movement. They call it monkey mind. When you're trapped in the emotions, we can call it wild horse mind. If you haven't been around horses, you won't see why that is actually a marvelous metaphor for it. Because a horse is so powerful and so big, see. And if you get in close where he is when he's moving around, see, he just takes you along with him. And the emotions do that. See, monkey mind is the thing that sits there and chatters, 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 chatters. For some of you now, chatter, chatter, chatter. See, trying to analyze, trying to understand what I'm saying. Don't try to understand. See, do like Roshi did with me. Be stupid. Don't try to understand what I'm saying. Simply sit there, awake. See, that's the samadhi. Now, see, there is a power in the now that is stunning. We have a couple of people. I was discussing it with one of the students here today. See, if you wake up right now, you can always take care of this moment. And I used as an example some time ago, see, a soldier on a battlefield. You can go into Iraq or Afghanistan, see, have a soldier horribly mutilated. lying there in a pool of blood, bones, shattered limbs, missing, see. And if you can catch his attention or her attention, see, say, you, yes, can you handle this right now? Don't think, right now, can you be here? They'll tell you without fail, yeah, I can handle this. In the back of their mind, they may be screaming, but I can only do it for this instant. Get me some relief. But yeah, I can hang here with you for a moment. There's the power. There's the magic. This instant is all there is. And if you get caught in the material movement, see, this is the shifting illusionary world, and we know that. Hoso is sitting beside her mother. The doctors again have said, it's still the same prognosis. See, and we shouldn't be surprised at that. See, this ephemeral world, we become attached to it. We stick to it. See, why? Because I'm trapped in the six senses. See, this skin bag. See, I am caught in my head. I'm caught in my hearing. I'm caught in my seeing. I'm caught in my smelling, my tasting, my feeling, and my thinking. Are you thinking now? Are you trying to understand? Don't understand. See, that's why I like the great masters, like Yang Wu said to them, why are you here? I have nothing to teach. See, wake up. See, anything that I teach is putting another head on top of your head. You are perfectly functioning Buddhas if you're in the state of samadhi. That's the state of being awake. And much like the soldier, many of you have been hurt. See, and you always could take care of them if I could. What? And you even had a sense. I can hang here. See, Hoso can be frightened. She can be in grief. And yet, if I say, can you hang? Yeah, I can hang here. As a matter of fact, what she tells me, and anybody, we got folks here could demonstrate it for you also. See, that is, she stays in the state of samadhi, awake now. You function quite in an amazing way. In an amazing way that you cannot believe. You transform the universe that you inhabit. Now the point is, don't grab an intellectual understanding of this. See, throw that away. Don't understand, because any understanding is another head. See, so where I've been trying to get us to go, see, wake up now. See, this is the whole point of Buddha Dharma. See, and I've been trying to see how all of the most amazing aspect in the contrivances is the hazy moon. And any temple where living Dharma is practiced, see, is the raft that the Buddha gave. You, again, you come here. There are rules and regulations, and you will resist them. Those of you who have sat sesshin, you know that. You'll want sesshin to be the way it is. And some of the great stories you've had, like with Wagyu, see, who is no longer with us. See, Madhura priest here. See, and this hazy moon for him transformed his life. And he lived at the Zen Center, was a friend of mine for a total of probably, I don't know, 34 years, 33 years, 30 something like that, see. But something blossomed here for him. And those of you who are here, you can talk to Gendo. He pushed the envelope. He would have Gendo crawling the walls, see, constantly trying to force it into his image. And like I said, it's like a cookie cutter. See, there's all of this dough rolled out on the table. That's you. And it's sloppy. It's all over the place. See? And then we take a cookie cutter called Buddha Dharma, hazy moon, and we stamp it down in the center. And the stuff that's important is right inside that cookie cutter. The rest of it, see, is all of this junk that doesn't add to the amazing, beautiful form of the cookie. See? So you come here, and you have to adjust. You sleep under circumstances, crowded. See, give it up, give it up. Don't become trapped in that. Turn the light inward. Well, I don't like to sit and eat Oreoke. Give it up, give it up. That's as it is. Work with as it is. Because if you don't learn how to do that, you will never find the doorway, see, into the great nirvana. See, and that's the place of great rest, and it's not annihilation. Not at all. The great Obaku said, I do not preach the doctrine of extinction. See, but you can't carry the neurotic, egocentric mind that sets up the scene of duality. See, so we have this amazing treasure that you have to adjust to. When you come up here, we have a form. You have to, well, I don't want to do that form. Well, I don't like to do service. I was when I didn't care for it. See? But slowly something begins to happen. Slowly you begin to come up here. And then you find that the subtlety, see, of the practice begins to take place. You no longer resist with the same passion, the same vehemence, see, necessarily the form. But you're damn sure and certain of where some people sit and some people stand. And that gets to you. See, you begin to see the subtlety. See, and oh, lo and behold, when you get to see the pretty feathers, see, pretty soon we'll have a brown robe or two around, see, and watch yourself. See, the old bowels suck up tight air. See, it doesn't bother me a bit. Son's a bitch. I hope he falls down the stairs. See, see, watch yourself. The practice is about you. If you don't transform, when you reach that place where Hoso's mother is, you're going to be in serious trouble. You're going to be frightened. You're going to thrash about. And it may not be years away. See, you don't know, see, when all of a sudden the light's going to dim. See? And you don't know if it's going to come on again. Like I loved Ishan's thing, where he was talking about this on a Thursday night. He said, quite marvelously, he said, do you understand? You're just not going to show up one day. I love that. You're going to be absent when roll call is there. And then it's too late. And folks, we don't have to live in that place. We look at the crisis that's all around us. We look at the insanity. And then, like downstairs, we say, hey, are you okay? We have a place to sit. See, we have a roof over our head. We're even going to have something to eat. The great Basso said, since I've entered the way, he said, there's never been a moment when I didn't have adequate salt and sauce. I liked it. When I said that, Mason said, see, you're even getting the condiments. See, it's that, it is this most amazing thing that we are. Now, we've been trying to follow the flow of practice. And see, we have all sorts of preconceived notions. We can't just do the practice, see, and it isn't enough just to do it here. But I want to talk, I'm going to use Dogen to carry us along a little further. Because there will be those who say that Dogen didn't approve of koan practice. That's not true, and any of you who practice with my teacher, see, well no, there were 300 koans in the Shobo Genzo that he told you to examine carefully. See, but here, Dogen says, awakening in the marketplace. Where is the marketplace? That's where you are right now, in the marketplace. That means it's at your work, if it's at your home, see, if it's out on the street, if it's in the Zen center, see, if it's jostling to go to a concert, if you're at a museum, that's the marketplace. Wake up, see, that's the marketplace where you sit. And he says, awakening in that. He said, in this floating life, see, fame and profit exist only for a moment. And some of you really know that today. You hear the cry in the wilderness here. See? And this, folks, remember, he is telling you the way it is. This was not only a spiritual genius, but he was an intellectual genius. See, this is the ephemeral world. Hoso's mother was a well-to-do family. What good does it do her now? See, most important, and in this moment, one of the most amazing things, as this daughter, see, sits beside her in samadhi. And I talked about this the last time. And the mother all of a sudden called her over on one moment and said, I want you to know that I have been critical of what you've been doing. She says, but having been in this hospital for a month, she said, I now think I'm beginning to understand. And then she wanted a closer conspiratorial. She said, come here, here. And she said, I want you to know that here inside these four walls, there is no other place that I'd rather be. See, I'm perfectly comfortable and safe here. This now. Why, in the midst of her struggle with chemo, and cancer, dying, what occurred? This here, this Buddha mind, if you get your junk out of the way, if you get out of this and enter into this and realize the only thing that keeps you separate from this Buddha mind is what you're doing here. Wake up. Are you okay? Her mother woke up. Why? Hoso wasn't in the way. If I cloud this up in my head, if I'm thrashing about, I will cause this to be in chaos. You can't understand that, and if you're trying to intellectually grasp what I'm talking about, you miss it. We can only practice. And it's through our practice that realization comes. With realization comes manifestation. And then you are a living Buddha. A Buddha and a Bodhisattva is simply a person who stays continuously in samadhi. Then you allow this universe to turn. Hoso allowed her mother to begin to look beyond, see, the narrow confines, see, of the dualistic world. Amazing thing. Floating life, fame, and profit exist only for a moment. Why should we wait for long kalpas for the causes and conditions for nirvana? You don't have to wait for anything. See, some of you struggle with that. Oh, I did. I'm not good enough. I got to really make a special effort. You do have to make a special effort. The effort of no effort. Boy, don't misunderstand that. Because if you misunderstand it, you slip into the fires of hell, you practice Buji Zen. You catch it right. See, you take the effortless path. The great Banki said, live in this unborn mind. Where is this unborn mind? See, don't get entangled. That's what koans do. They entangle you in their words, and you have to go through it. Where is this unborn mind? Right here. This now. Not caught in the material, but not pushing it away. See, not caught in a judgmental picking and choosing mind. See, but working with it in its purity as it is, not as you think it should be. And you're always okay. He said, therefore, sages who have attained the way and verified the result of practice quickly abandon fame for the mountains and wild lands. Wise ones who have reached the other shore and entered the ultimate rank rapidly take themselves to forests and streams. Don't we yearn for that? Don't we yearn to go back into the deep mountains? See, that's what Roshi said about mountains. Still a better place. Dogen himself went back into it. See, oh shit, aren't we unlucky? Here we are in the city. With the lights that are flickering and the sirens, see? Ah, and Dogen is telling us, doesn't this seem better for fully grasping the matter of mind and objects? Oh, don't we yearn for that special place? Gyonin is constantly running all around to find us the perfect place, see, hidden in some little valley here. The wonderful place, that's where it's all going to occur. That's where it's going to be beautiful, see? He said, because of this, they erase the traces of the way within their lifetimes. Oh, God, see, if only, see, I had the time, if only the stock market would have gone the other way, I would have had the money, see? And if only the hazy moon wasn't in that crappy place where people get shot and there's terrible parking. If only I had what Dogen's talking about, I could drop all of it. All of the traces would disappear. See, what an amazing thing. See, the true person beyond study does not postpone abandonment of worldly pursuits. See, we don't put it off. See, how many of you put it off? How many of you don't show up to practice occasionally, see? Because you got something more important to do. There's a reality program on. You got some friends that have got some new dope. You want to go have a good time? Oh, I know you. I'm looking at you, Rio Zen. realize that that's being recorded and going out. See? But Dogen says, he says, however, I do not yearn for mountains and forests, and do not depart from the neighborhoods of people. Lotus flowers blossom within the red furnace. Where is the red furnace? You're the red furnace. See, this bloody body, these bloody emotions, this bloody disliking, see, and grasping. That's where the lotus of purity blooms. What is that lotus? Wake up. Don't understand it, experience it. Are you here now? Here in the flames? Can you handle it? Can you take care of this? Sure, the secret is to stay here. He said, and above the blue sky there is a white elm. Ah, the way out. See? There are actually no clouds in the sky and no mist in the mountains. So the moon advancing towards suchness is high and clear. This is the illusory body. We sit in samadhi. We practice to see through the illusion. See, that is the reality. And modern physics, quantum physics, is pointing to this now. See, in the quantum world, see, there is no separation. In the particle world, in the material world, we raise up. But where does the particle come from? Where do you come from? You come from this great, see, Dharmakaya, this now. See, this great mind. So long as you try to understand it, there is no knowing. And that is the knowing of ignorance. Not knowing is most intimate. See, if I don't impose my intellectual grasping and understanding and trying to force things, see, into the way I want it. It is the way it is. Like Hoso beside her mother. It is the way it is. Now sit in samadhi. She sits in samadhi, and wonderful things can occur. See, we don't know. The mother again goes into the sickness of the chemotherapy. All Hoso does is submit. And that was her message to me. Samadhi, samadhi. How wonderful, how wonderful. Try it. See, it will not fail you. See. The moon advancing towards suchness as it is. And as it is empty and impermanent. See, trapped in the skin bag, in the six senses. Trapped in that. See, I keep myself confined, restricted to a tiny, narrow band, see, of illusory existence. The particle rising up, see, the quantum plane, then it collapses. Where is that particle? It can never be lost, according to the physicists. Are you a particle? Absolutely. Hundreds of billions and trillions. Probably a bigger number than that. They tell you it can't be lost. And they can't track it. They don't know. See, the finest technology can't explore that realm. But you can. You can. That's what Fritz Capra, the Tao of physics, see, one of the first physicists, and I've told you the story, he came to UCLA. That book basically cost him his position. His life really went well. He was a top physicist. And he talked because he was finishing it there, and one of Roshi's students was a PhD in applied mathematics, and Roshi, and they were, you know, helping him and talking about it, and he stayed in there and he gave some talks on it. And he said one interesting thing. He said, it's amazing, he said, that here we are with all of modern technology and thousands of years, see, of learning, of intellectual probing. And he said, now we can see that a little old monk, sitting, a little old man sitting in a cave with a dirty little blanket wrapped around him, can express the rules and regulations of quantum physics better than we can today. If you go into the samadhi, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what you begin to see and experience about yourself. And you'll begin, a wonderful thing comes for me with Ishin. See, you'll go through, you will still feel yourself trapped in the insanity, and at some point, you're going to really look at the insanity that you're living in. You just need to turn on your TV or read your newspapers. Your world is insane, and if you don't see that, see, you are really disconnected. But Ishin said that. What's the difference, he said, for me? He said, Nyogen, I still go insane. But the wonder is, I'm an insane man with a practice. See, and don't make light of that. Boy, if you're down on the battlefield, you're going to be so damn grateful, see, that you have a practice. If it comes point where you're looking at the closure and the light is starting to fall from your eyes, what options are available to you? What bullshit intellectual trip will mean anything? Where will fame and profit hold you? You're going to be so grateful that you have a practice. And the practice will set you free. He said, there may be bamboo fences and flowery hedges, but the wind that follows conditions does not obstruct the echoes of the Dharma. This illusory world is no obstacle. Your life is no obstacle. This amazing Dharma flows effortlessly. See, the third patriarch, Xinxin Ming, see, the supreme way. You are it. Well, what do you mean? Wake up. Are you here? That aware mind. See, that's the supreme way. See, is this outside of that aware mind? No, this is it. This is it. And it flows effortlessly. It flows up, it flows down. See, it spins around. And there is no obstacle. It doesn't hinder the Dharma. See, they'll talk sometimes the moon reflecting in the water. See, this world does not impede the enlightened state. The enlightened state does not impede this world. See, and that's you. See, that's you. He said, why should I necessarily stay in lofty halls and great temples? Great temple. Here we are, lofty halls. He said, why should I necessarily and be bound up in the snares and nets of right and wrong? Sure. See, because you can get into the dogma. See, you can get into rigid adherence to form, trapped in the material world. And that's probably where 99% of the practice of Buddha Dharma is today. But he said, not necessarily. And that's when the great Lama Wangdor, the great Dzogchen master that I studied with, see, he also said that, he said, monasteries are not necessarily good places to practice Buddha Dharma. But if you see what he's saying, there's nothing outside of this. If this is where I find myself practicing, then do it. But don't get rigidly caught in a knowing attitude that there is only one way to practice. It's this way. See, there is only one way, and that's true. That is the way of no self. He said, for this reason, it is better, he said, to play. This is Dogen. It is better to play within the streets and marketplaces. See, where you live, play there. And if you're in the samadhi, see, non-distracted awareness, you play in the marketplace. See? And you go beyond the threshold of names and forms. See, you're not constantly looking out here, judging it as good or bad or right or wrong. It is as it is, suchness. And that doesn't impede anything. See, continuously wake up wherever you are. That's the marketplace. He said, who would cherish this stinking skin bag? See, and consider it precious. How could you do that if it keeps us, this stinking skin bag? And then he said, who would consider it desirable to reject the trivial and complicated dwellings? Not grasping or pushing away. And now, wake up, wake up. That's the only place you can wake up. He said, furthermore, the transformative presence of Shakyamuni Buddha in the world for 80 years is as unreal as the moon in the water. See, this amazing Dharma, this template, see, it's as unreal. It's there. We can work with it, but you can't grasp it. You can't pick it up. You can't hold it. See, the Shakyamuni, see, he's an image. He's a shadow. It is unreal as the moon in water. See, what is it? What is it? He says, the helpful methods for 28 generations after his death are empty, like reflections in a mirror. Maizumi Roshi, where is he? A shadow, see, a reflection. But, oh, aren't we amazingly grateful, see, that he continues to turn the wheel. He said, those who teach people and expound sutras fall into the pitfall of human clinging and ego attachment. See, here again, see, depending on what you're looking at, those who pursue and try to make something out of this, see, intellectually posturing, see, he says on here, when you seek Buddha outside mind, Buddha turns into a demon. If you seek Buddha away from this place, see, if you're just seeing the template, you're missing it. This is the place where we can come. This is our touchstone. And if it's right, if you're hearing it, Sangha, see, has the most amazing power. If you're hurt, see, Wagyu sat right here, see, just the end of his life, and he was worried about himself. He was older, see, and he had few resources. And he was frightened. I'd talked to him. As a matter of fact, I was worried too because I have been such a screw-up in the Dharma, see? I didn't do the things. I didn't have something big where we could reach out like that. I talked with Domon, and I said, well, at some point, the Hazy Moon's simply going to have to take care of him. See? And there was no doubt. Domon didn't struggle with it. I guess he went home and said, oh, shit, there goes my money. See? I'm done. Nyogen's going to bring in a bunch of old cranky monks. I can see where it is. I'll be wiping noses and butts, and that's how my practice will end up. See, most amazing thing for Wagyu, he got it. And he sat here and he says, I'm not frightened anymore. He said, I know, see, the Hazy Moon will take care of me. That's what Sangha is. And it all did. Amazing journey, see, amazing journey. When you seek Buddha outside mind, Buddha changes into a demon. Similarly, if you are delighted with pleasures, pleasures will transform into pain. Guaranteed. See, well, Nyogen, do I reject? No, don't get caught in your discriminating mind. When it's time to laugh, simply laugh and enjoy it. But have no clinging. When it's time to weep, simply weep. See? And have no clinging. Don't carry anything forward. See? Do not carry the shadow word. Buddha. We bow, we burn incense to Buddha, and we pray for something out there. He's become a demon. You don't see the living Buddha. Buddha means awake. Buddha Dharma means awake mind. This is the awake mind. You are it. You will find it nowhere else. If you don't wake up, there will never be a Buddha in the center of your mandala. He said, similarly, if you're delighted with pleasures, pleasures will transform into pain. Pure lands and corrupted, unclean lands are both merely coming and going within a dream. Attached to this, and we do. We do. We attach. See, we get stuck here. You can't hold it. Show me the moment you came up these stairs for morning service. Show it to me. And do you understand? That's why I'll pull some of the scientific. Do you understand? You are not the same. At a molecular level, change, movement. For some, the seeds of our destruction, the mutations are set forth in the system now. It's all there. See, do you get it? This is the illusory dream world. If you reject it, you're wrong. That's what he says. You don't reject it, but you're not pulled into it. That's what the great Hongzhi in Cultivating the Empty Field says. See, don't be trapped in the emptiness of inside or caught in the movement on the outside. There is no inside and outside. And if you stay in samadhi, then this perception of separation drops. Now you've entered into the world of oneness. That can only be done in a state of samadhi. You stay in the state of samadhi and things will go well for you, even if it's a tragedy. He said, merely coming and going, a dream within a dream, how could they be yearned for by awakened ones? You don't attach to it. Don't struggle with as it is, such as let it be as it is. And then work from there. And the next time you sit down to practice and you think, well, this is a shitty sitting, or that was a good one, understand you're putting another head on top of your head. And if you stop doing it, like the old master said, every day is a good day. And he meant it. See? Good and bad karma are the order and disorder among drunks, not practiced by sober people. See? How pitiful are those who dislike delusion and their delusions, as if cleaning mud with more mud. See, you're trying to get rid of your delusions with your deluded mind. That's picking up mud and rubbing it on mud to make it nice and clean. It still looks like mud. See, that's how it is. Don't try to clean it up with your knowing, discriminating, egocentric consciousness. Do your practice. Dogen says at one point in his great Shobogenzo, do your practice. And practice means enlightenment. If you can truly practice, you're enlightened. If you can truly stay in the samadhi, now, you're enlightened. If you can truly do nothing but count the breath, no separation, not you counting, but just the counting of the breath, guaranteed, you'll be enlightened. You'll see through the illusion. He said, how foolish are those who seek Buddha while already embracing Buddha, just like searching for water in the middle of water. We should know the truth, that truth and falsehood depend on completeness or incompleteness of realization. Depends on your practice. See? So if you bitch and moan about your bad karma, you're in your head. See, it is as it is. Wake up and take care of it. See, even great Zen masters can occasionally get caught there. I had a kind of a nasty turn for a part of in my life, see. And I'd been practicing with Roshi, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years, see. And I took a real good thumping in about a three-month span. And I came in with the last thing, and literally, I was reeling like a drunk from it, see. And I sat down, and I just spilled out what had came. And Roshi said, oh, Nyogen, this is not fair. And that got me. I sat there and I looked at him and I started to laugh. A Zen master telling, this isn't fair. Measured to what, Roshi? This is the shit that's going down. See? Buckle up and go for it. See, you have no choice. See, there's the magic. See, you have a choice is how you can turn it and wake up. Because you're going to go through it because it's your karma. You can go through it asleep and delusional, adding to the pain and the suffering, the fear, the trembling, anger, or you can wake up and you see, play. See, and don't make up some sort of a conceptual, trivial understanding of play. Because you can play, see, in deep, deep mourning. See, nothing wrong with that. See, Roshi would always say to me, Nyogen, in the midst of laughter, always be aware of the tears. See, and in the midst of tears, he said, always be able to hear the laughter. See, what exquisite words he had. Who can transcend discriminating mind? Who can transcend it? Is there anybody else sitting there that you can push this responsibility off to? Now, Kogan, you were telling me you found somebody. And didn't I tell you to make an appointment with Kuge? You need to talk about this. Who can transcend the discriminating mind? Who's there behind your, between your ears, behind your eyes? Who's there but you? Who can transcend this mind and rest in the realm of the Buddhas? He says, don't place a heavy load on your shoulders. He said, a light step does not injure the legs. See? Wonderful, see? Don't start that stuff. Empty it out. See, empty it out. He said, don't you see? Now, I love this because we're, you know, I've talked about it. He, don't you see that the morning marketplace and the battlefield are the original place of awakening for complete penetration of freedom? See? Don't you see? Don't you see? Why aren't taverns and houses of prostitution the classrooms of naturally real Tathagatas? Show me something that is outside of the way, and I'll listen to your silly arguments. But you won't find them. And anything that you contrive is putting another head on top of your head. Without question, at the place of discussion, without question, at the place of discussion, silence and walking meditation, the adornments of the lotus treasure naturally follow. See, it naturally follows. You don't have to worry about it. See, at that place, see, meditation, now, wake up here. That's meditation. Non-distracted awareness. And wherever you are, the state of non-distracted awareness. Having the courage, see, to watch first how you allow the trivia, see, of the egocentric mind to pull me to, this is important. No, no. If you're at the place where Hoso's mother is, not much other than this moment is important. While waking up, sleeping, advancing, or halting, the fulfillment of complete, perfect enlightenment never ceases. Open your eyes. See? Stay awake. Stay awake. See, that's see the process of pulling the ox back on the road. Pulling what? Your mind. Where's the path? Pulling the ox. This is the path. It opens up in front of you. Stay awake. See, don't make it difficult. And look at, already I can tell you, some of you are already back in your ruminating mind. Can't you hear these simple words? Do you want to find the way out of that hell place? See, wake up. Wake up. He said, this is already an unconventional model, what he's describing. An unconventional model. But how is it opposed to the style of home leavers? See? He said, I only regret that I have few companions in this practice.